look as the face of a new cologne.
Ooh, also, Joe Exotic is teaming up with 90 Day Fiancé star in hopes of breaking free.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! What in the world is going on?
Well, Brad, looks like Neo had a handful of cocoa at one point. Now, so yes. In a clip for an upcoming episode of Drink Champs, Neo made a shocking revelation that he claimed he respectfully asked if he could fulfill a lifelong goal of his at a Halloween party that they both attended, and take a look how it turned out.
So I walked up to him and I was like, bro, all due respect, I've wanted to squeeze Coco's ass for a really long time. And he said, you know what? And I'm just the kind of pimp to let you do it. And he called her over and he whispered something in her ear. And she looked at him and smiled. And it looked at me and smiled and turned around and bent the thing over. And I grabbed as much of a handful as I could. He gave me a pound. And we finished and we drank and hung out for the rest of the night.
But you know what, though, y'all? This is why Neo is in the position he's in now with his damn wife, because of stuff like that, touching on other people's booty.
Well, Chewy and HK, would you let somebody grab on your spouse if they asked? Maybe if you were used to be a pimp.
Not at all.
But you know what? Here's the thing, Brett. I remember I felt there's a picture of me on the internet of feeling on Coco's booty, and I didn't even ask. Ice-T told me to feel on it.
Okay.
I was at a party with Coco and Ice-T. I just grazed it because I was passing by them.
I grazed it. You grazed it.
For him to have the cojones to walk up to Ice-T and ask him that, man, you a legend.
But what kind of woman does that make her? What kind of woman does that make her? That makes her like she's the stupidest
neither
woman.
Neither of them are insecure or worried about the other girl.
Well, what about fill on your ass then? Would you like that? So,
excuse me, what?
So about to fill on your ass. So how would that feel?
You wouldn't like that, honey.
So, Brett, I have a scenario for you, Brett. I have a scenario. Okay, you and Judy are at a party, all right? You and Judy are at a party, and Megan Thee Stallion walks up to you and says, I would love to touch Judy's butt. What would you do?
I would ask my wife if that's okay with her, and if it's okay with her, I wouldn't mind. I'm not insecure at all. My wife ain't going nowhere, honey.
Oh,
see this.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's for everything.
It's insecurity.
Yeah.
Okay. It's knowing what
I'm
you
going
got.
To go.
Oh, Sherry.
I'm going up to Judy. I'm going to go up to Judy. And I'm, yeah, here we go. Here we go. That's right. I'm going to go up to Judy. And I'm going to ask Judy respectfully. I'm going to be like, Judy. Respectfully, can I touch Brad's ass a few times or 10?
Well, Gary, if you're looking to earn some extra cash, honey, which you always are, Rick Ross has a job for you.
Oh,
he's looking to hire someone to feed his two big cats that are being delivered from Senegal, Gary. Oh. Check it out.
Wow.
Anyone willing to take the job for the right amount of money here?
For clarity, Brad, is it feed the big cats or be fed to the big cats?
Okay.
You just never know how it's going to turn out.
After I saw that movie Beast with Idris Elba, which y'all got to run to see, I will never be around lions. Ever.
A big cat is going to eat you. That's what it wants to do.
Yeah. But I thought most men like big cats. So, I mean, do they eat you? I mean,
they can, honey.
I love big cats.
Listen, if there's one thing I love, it's a really big cat. That's my favorite thing is a very large
cat. But this is what I don't understand. You bring a cat home in a lion's DNA. In its DNA, it is to hunt and kill and eat you.
Yeah.
That's the DNA. No. I don't care how much you train it.
Yo, even Mike Tyson, who once famously had a big cat in his house, he said it got to a point where it's like, yo, it was a bit much. You know what I mean? You got to feed like the lion like a whole chickens and all that.
Baby Ross can hit up that Harold Baskin.
All right, moving on. Johnny Depp. Guys, Johnny Depp's going back to work.
About time.
He is now the face of Dior Sauvage Men's Scent after winning his defamation suit against ex-wife Amber Heard. Y'all remember that trial? It was crazy.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
This multi-year deal is worth seven figures, so that's at least a milli. It was cemented after Dior honchos and famous fashion photographer Greg Williams attended one of Johnny and Jeff Beck's rock concerts in Paris. That's pretty cool. But good for him, guys. Are you surprised that we're getting more Depp, that he's getting such a deal after the drama with the trial, him and Amber?
Man,
I'm not, because he wasn't found guilty or anything. So I think he's going to get a lot more deals coming his way. Movie deals, perfume, cologne deals, underwear deals, and everything.
But yo, like a seven-figure like cologne deal, the last time I endorsed a cologne, I actually got a free bottle and a Kroger gift card.
Really?
That's all I got. That's
we
all
gotta
I
negotiate
got.
Negotiate that. Hey, Chewy, if you had your own cologne, what would you name it?
Ooh, Hairy Beast.
You know what? Hell no. Yeah.
What? What's wrong with that name? Why are you laughing?
Gary, what would you name your cologne?
Probably Salad.
Salad.
No, it's salad. It's salad. We see right through you, Gary.
Salad.
Salad.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's salad.
Maybe it's salad. Yeah.
All right. It looks like Joe Exotic has made another friend, but it is not a romantic one, okay? At least not that we know of. So, the incarcerated Tiger King is looking for help getting out of the slammer, and he has shared a shirtless picture of the new buddy that he enlisted. Tanner, do you want to read us what your kinfolk just had to say?
Thanks. Oh, thank you, Sherry. My third cousin, Joe Exotic, said, "Meet my amazing dear friend, Jesse Mason. After modeling so much more. You see him around on my stuff more and more. He's going to help me get a voice to the White House for President Biden to sign my pardon before November of this year. Show him some love, y'all. Love you, Jesse."
Good job.
That's what he... If that it's never get, very far from the surface,
if,
you know?
If that doesn't get us an Emmy, I don't know what will, bro, really.
Just to clarify, Jesse is best known for being on 90 Day Fiancé and several spinoffs, and he's from Amsterdam.
Really?
But do you think that he could really help Joe get out of the stuff?
No, absolutely not. I think he stands a better chance getting out by, like, Rick Ross has a better chance of getting Joe Exotic out. Like, hey, he can come work on my yard and take care of the Tigers.
Well, Joe and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
The
Hamburglar has a better chance of getting Joe Exotic out of prison. Okay, y'all, it's time for Tattoo or Tag. Today it's Yeez, a.k.a. Kanye West, and he's got some friends with him. Yes, he does. Singer Steve Lacy dropped a pic of himself, Yee, and Lil Uzi Vert with matching tattoos that say, "We here forever, technically," end quote. Oh. And one commenter said that the wording refers to the fact that when artists release anything, it's basically here forever. So what do you guys think? Is it a tattoo or a tattoo?
I gotta go with tattoo. It's not really pronounced very well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you really gotta zoom in on it to see what it is. And that's an interesting group of people.
I don't like it because, like, it's just, I can't read it. Like, if it was a picture.
So you don't like it because the font needs to be bigger for you, Sherry?
You know, Chewy, I like my font big. I got to have my font big.
What tattoo could we all get collectively as a Dish Nation crew? That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
A ball and chain.
A ball and chain. because we're slaves, Gary? Because we're slaves?
Jesus.
No, it's not because we're slaves. It's because we're stuck to each other. That's what Gary means.
Thank you, Sherry.
Whatever, Sherry.
We all stuck.
Well, up next, y'all, honey, we're talking all about people in love, including Rosario Dawson and her new boo. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, we back with another new boo. Who this? Rosario Dawson hit the ground with her new man, Nnamdi Okafor, so you know it's real. Now, sound upbeat, but I'm actually very disappointed. 6 months after calling it quits with Senator Cory Booker, she posted a video of her new man cruising on a golf cart backstage at Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo.
Cute. Wow. And it wasn't just a video, HK. Listen to what they said to each other.
Oh, they hit us with the I love you.
Okay.
Oh, that's really great.
Now, honey, she's dating, honey, an African Nigerian baby. Now, are we sure, honey, that Miss Rosario, honey, doesn't live here in Atlanta?
Funny, Gary.
She might be neighbors with Portia, so
that
might
be
right. We live across the street or something.
Yeah, maybe she's someone of hers to her.
Have you guys ever told anybody I love you after 5-6 months of dating?
Oh, hell
like, no.
Oh, yeah, totally. I told the first date.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The first date?
First date, Gary?
Yes, I mean, can't you love a person the first date?
No. I mean, it doesn't mean it isn't deep love.
Right. Yeah. Gary's just saying I love you because he just got knocked out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I love you, Daddy. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on to another smashing couple, April Jones and Taye Diggs. Yeah, those are the homies right there. The couples had enough of people ringing their phones off the hook, so they got into their version of a studio and musically told folks what they can do with their phones. Take a listen.
Put your damn phone on the motherfucking charger. Put your damn phone on the motherfucking charger. Don't call him, don't call me, don't call us, don't bother. So put your damn phone on the motherfucking charger.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it, man.
I love the way they adorable.
It's just such a random couple to me. Like, where'd they meet?
It is.
Yeah. I think being with Tay, he's fun. You know, so it's just like, women like that. They like to laugh.
Women like a little goofy.
Yeah.
A little goofiness.
Really? Let me tell you, if you can make them laugh, that's a whole thing. Mm. Plus, I also appreciate, don't be texting me or calling me late at night. I don't need it.
Yeah, don't be doing that after midnight. I don't need to be explaining that.
That's why you gotta set your phone on that, like, do not disturb setting, you know, to where it automatically kicks in at a certain time so nobody can disturb your Zen mode.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I need your phone to ring at all times. That means you're cheating on me. Let that phone ring. No, man. You cannot do that in my house.
I just found out HK about the do not disturb setting like 3 seconds ago when you talked about it.
Sherry, when is the last time you've updated your iPhone?
Exactly.
Sherry?
I knew that.
I don't.
You probably got a 7.
I don't.
Well, moving on, honey, to Dish's favorite couple, honey, our very own Brad and Judy. Now, tomorrow is the season finale of Brad Loves Judy, and we just can't wait to see how it ends because, baby, check this out.
It's the best feeling in the world to be on that mic.
But will she get a bad rap?
That ain't gonna work for me.
Then, it's the big news.
Hello?
No one saw coming.
What you mean about, life or death?
There's so many things going on. I don't even remember everything. I know we get good news, we get bad news. My mama got something to say. There's a party. Something go wrong with the sound. Some people get cussed out. It might be a fight, child. Ain't no telling. So many things are going to happen tomorrow night on this finale. It's gonna be a cliffhanger for next season, okay?
You know what, though, Sherry? Because we just spent, honey, the past 4 minutes, honey, talking about people in love. So what's next?
Just because you is a prude and ain't got no love, you better get out and find somebody love.
I'm trying to find something here on the show, honey. I thought I could find something here.
We're going to put you on Brad Love Judy next season and find you somebody to love. Love on Gary, honey. Yeah. A dating game.
Or we could put Gary on Tan Loves Chewy.
Yeah, we can figure that out. Listen, you come on Tan Loves Chewy, we'll find somebody for you.
And we could be a thruple. Nice and, is it a thruple?
Yeah, a thruple, a thruple.
You know, I never saw that coming. I never saw that being thing in my life.
Catch Brad Loves Judy tomorrow night, y'all, on WeTV 98 Central. Set your DVR, just the season finale, and you don't want to miss it.
Coming up, we have got some exciting news about the Emmys and the Golden Globes. That's still on the Golden Globes. We'll tell y'all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, I know we're all jonesing to see some award shows, check this out, y'all. The Emmys will air next month, and SNL star Kenan Thompson will be the host. Congratulations to him. He does have some previous hosting experience. He emceed the People's Choice Awards last year, as well as this year's NHL Awards.
Really?
That's the Hockey Awards show, Tanner. But that's not all, y'all. NBC is in talks with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association to bring back the Golden Globes to television, y'all. But it's reportedly not a done deal yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully they got more brown people a part of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Something tells me that HFPA added some new members.
I hope so. Because when you go to one of their events, it's really pale.
Yeah.
It's really, really pale in there. So does the Emmy sound like a party with Kenan hosting, y'all? What do you think?
Kenan's good at everything he tries his hand at. So I'm pretty sure he's going to crush it.
I think that award show is a little bit too serious. I don't think he'll make a good host. I mean, he just seems...
Really?
No, he just seemed boring to me, and he just always seemed giddy. I just don't know.
No, I think he's going to be funny, Gary. I think he's going to do a great job.
Since when did giddy become like a negative, Gary?
So I'm just going to be honest about it. I don't like what he did to Kel.
What'd he do to Kel?
They ain't together no more.
They broke up.
I thought Kel did that to himself.
They broke up.
Oh, to Kel? You talking about Kenan and Kel?
Oh, my God,
Gary. I put the screw in the tuna.
Kel is a pastor of a church, Gary. I'm just surprised that the Golden Globes are back because it got such a, like Chewy said, it got such a bad name. And
yeah,
everybody, didn't Tom Cruise give his awards back to the Golden Globe?
I bought one at a yard sale. It's a doorstop in my house. It's great.
All right, you guys, in case you forgot, Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project, y'all remember her from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
She has two kids and the show she produces, Sex Lives of College Girls, which I'm in. Thank you. Just had to plug that for a hot second.
Really?
So Mindy Kaling, you know I had to do it. You know you had to do it. So the Mindy has two kids, but she has not revealed who the father is. So, you know, people have always been speculating, like, over the years, that it possibly could be her co-star from The Office, BJ Novak, because they dated for a few years and they've stayed friends ever since. So people thought that BJ could be the father. So after hearing all of these rumors, Mindy said, "It doesn't bother me. He's a godparent to both of my kids and they have such a great relationship. So if that's what's gonna be titillating, I will take it." Now, do you think that Mindy is doing the right thing? You think she's doing the right thing by just letting people think what they want to think?
I think she's doing the right thing by living her life by her own standards and not, like, caring about what anybody else has to say.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's none of our business. And if she wants to protect her kids' father's identity, that's more power
really
to her.
It's not really our business how it happens.
Right.
I'm so loving that she's very private because so many people put their kids out there. And then, you know, it's just she wants to keep something special.
Well, Gary, I'm curious, like, Mindy is open for rumors flying around this as long as people find them titillating. Gary, what do you find titillating?
Oh, I find a lot of things titillating. I mean,
nipples.
When somebody take their hand and rub it around my chest, that is very titillating to me.
Well, we can never forget that you like a little nipple flicker. So,
exactly. Yeah. That's very titillating. Yeah. Titillating.
Oh, the tweaker. That's right.
Up next, Jason Momoa is trash talking his own work. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo.
Have you guys ever wondered how some of these A-listers really feel about their movies that were not so great?
Yes.
You ever wondered about this?
Yes.
Guys, Aquaman Jason Momoa is keeping it real. He recently said, quote, "I've been a part of a lot of things that really sucked."
Oof.
And he didn't stop there. He went on to call out the 2011 Conan the Barbarian remake as one of those things.
Okay.
He said, "It's one of the best experiences I had, but it was taken over and turned into a big old pile of
Oh, wow.
You know what? I've done enough junkets in my time where I can tell when the actors know that their movie is crappy.
Really?
And they hate talking about it. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There was a comic book film where I interviewed the star of it, and I could tell, like, yo, like, bro, you know my movie sucks. Let's just do this.
Was that movie The Green Lantern starring Ryan Reynolds?
It was absolutely that movie.
I was thinking in the back of my head as well.
I can remember doing a song called Thorough Bitches. Jay-Z was on the hook. It was Eve and Trina and me. And when I tell you I murdered the verse, I killed it. But when I got the edit back and they put it out, they had my verse turned all the way down. I felt like they ain't want my lyrics to outshine somebody else.
Oh, wow.
So
I was really happy about the song me and Brat did, but it never got released. I guess she didn't want it.
Chewy,
Brat didn't want me to shine. So,
you like that.
It didn't make the album,
it's
Chewy.
It didn't. It's all right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.